We started a message last week called Faith Check, and we got about a third of the way through it. And thank God we had a salvation here. Sandy Lemley's son, Eli, got saved last week here. Give the Lord a hand for that. And God is so good. People got healed and delivered. And, you know, we need to really, seriously, we need to get out of the flesh long enough to get into the Spirit and let God do what only He can do. Come on. What only He can do. He's your best advisor. Are you listening? You've got the greater one on the inside of you. The Bible says He'll guide you into all truth. He'll show you things to come. He showed me many things to come this past 40 years, and much of it has come to pass. Some of it is still going to come to pass. Some of it has to do with this church here. And this is a special place. Give the Lord a hand. This is a very, very special place. And God, when they sang the song, you know, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thy will be done on earth. You know, we said that in the Methodist church. We never knew what it meant. Even the preacher didn't know what it meant. It was just ritual. You know, we said the Lord's Prayer and everything. But thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. There's no poverty. There's no sickness. There's no anxiety. There's no fear. There's nothing. You're not going to walk across heaven and Gabriel's going to say, don't go down that part of heaven. You might get shot. It ain't going to happen. Well, what's wrong? There's a devil loose. Come on. Because of the fall of Adam, Satan is the god of this world system. But when Jesus left this planet, when he went up, the Holy Spirit came down and he empowered the church. We've got authority over devils. Come on. We've got authority over anxiety. We've got authority over sickness. We have authority over oppression. We have authority over depression. Isaiah prophesied it 700 years before the birth of Christ. Thou shalt be far from oppression. Thou shalt be far from fear. Don't allow fear to knock on your door and rob you of your faith. Don't ever allow fear to rob you of your faith. When you get some quiet time, just read Mark chapter 5. You just read it. The one miracle after another, Jesus starts out on the island of the Gadarenes where there was a demon-possessed man and he had a legion of devils and they put fetters and chains and he was so possessed. We had the privilege of doing crusades across the country, and actually you was in Africa. And actually, didn't the devil speak to you in English? Yeah, they didn't even speak it, but the devil spoke to him. And I hope he still ain't speaking to you too much today, Dustin. All right, we got to make sure about that. But no, anyway, but just kidding. But when you see these demon-possessed people, it takes grown men. We had a deliverance tent in Africa, and it took grown men and these people screaming and crying and just, I mean, and I've seen them in third world countries just take a demon possessed woman, just take grown men and just throw them across the floor. Well, this man was on the island of Gadarene, they call him the Gadarenes, and man, they had him chained up and he was so demon possessed. The Bible says no man could tame him. Let me tell you something right now. Don't ever think that someone is too possessed that God can't get delivered. Don't ever think somebody's too far gone. I don't care how they look, how they act, what's coming out of them. And Jesus cast a legion of demons out of him. But here's the thing. The Bible says when they saw the man sitting and clothed and in his right mind, the power of the Holy Spirit can take any person, listen, and give them a sound mind, can get them delivered. I don't care. And we so many times we judge folks when we look at them, we say, man, what a mess. But we don't know the background they came out of. Come on. I said, we don't know the background that they came out of. And I've been in many crusades and had the privilege of seeing so many people delivered. When I was in West Africa 30-some years ago, Monrovia, Liberia, the Civil War was going on. They had to guard us. And no electricity, no running water. And when I sat up on that platform and saw these cataracts falling off of their eyes, I mean, women, as far as you could see, just a sea of bodies. And women, malnutrition, their breasts dried up and no nutrition for their babies. And just the miracles that I saw. And not even knowing that one day God would call me to pastor a church. And I said that to say this, if he'll do that there, he'll do that here. If he'll do that there, Jesus Christ, Hebrews 13:8, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Don't put him in a religious box because of your stinking thinking. Because of the Jesus said, beware of the leaven of the Sadducees. He said, the traditions of man will rob you. It will make the word of God of no effect. Don't ever think that healing is done away with. Don't ever think that tongues are the devil. That's the dumbest thing I ever heard. That's what they taught me in the Baptist church when I got saved. I mean, we were just hungry for the Lord, man. And the pastor's wife come down, and we were teaching a Sunday school class, and we didn't know too much. And pastor's wife says, oh, we need to pray for Reggie and Julie. We need to pray for Reggie and Julie. And Reggie and Julie was a young couple in the service like we were, and I was in the service. And I said, what's wrong with Reggie and Julie? I thought they'd die. Oh, they're going to a church where they speak in them tongues. I thought, oh, my God, what kind of demon is that? What is that? Hallelujah. Now, listen closely. Religious stinking thinking. Religious stinking thinking. Amen. We need to have everything that God said we can. Come on. He provided the Holy Spirit for us. Come on. We need it all. We need it all. We're already labeled out here as holy rollers. I mean, that's a compliment. I haven't seen anybody rolling yet. Amen. But if you want to, if the Holy Ghost hits you, roll. Come on. Some of you just sit in church like, yeah. Well, we'll get you up. We'll get you up. But I want to start out where we started out last Sunday, and we're going to take our time with this because I know, as a matter of fact, I know this, that we're going to see more healings in Church Alive this year than ever before. And we've seen a bunch of them. Come on, we've seen a bunch. I said this last Sunday, it's no more hard for God to heal cancer than it is a runny nose. It's not. Listen, he made you. He designed you. Amen. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. Without him was nothing made that was made. And you've got him living on the inside of you in the presence and the person of the Holy Spirit. Amen. But he will only perform the Word of God that comes out of your mouth. We said that last Sunday, but I want to reiterate that just a little bit this morning. And I want to start in 2 Corinthians where we did last week, and I've got a lot more for you. Verse 5. Examine yourselves. Self-examination. Examine yourselves. I don't have no business examining you, and you don't have no business examining me. If you'll just judge yourself, it's a full-time job. Hello? Come on. It's a full-time job. Examine yourselves, whether you be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Don't you know your own selves, how Jesus Christ is in you, except you be reprobate? Jesus Christ is in you. Greater is he that's in you, 1 John 4:4, than he that's in the world. Get that straight today. If you'll just allow him to do what only he can do. Amen? If you'll just believe God that he'll do what he said he would do in his word. Get in the word. The Bible says, study to show thyself approved unto God. A workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Prove to yourself. If you're living a life of anxiety, you're not living by faith. If you're living a life in fear, always troubled, always disgruntled, always worried about this, always worried about that, you are not living in faith. But that can change. Come on, today, before you leave this building, that can change if you really want to change. There's no shortage in heaven. No shortage of power. No shortage of provision. No shortage of anything. Nothing. And James says, what is your life? It's even a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes away. And so many times we don't want to, we want to live and act like we're going to be here forever. We're not going to be here forever. Just boom, the moment in a twinkling of an eye, we're going to be out of here. And one day we'll be walking around in heaven. And you're going to say, Pastor Jeff, that you was telling the truth. Really? Yeah, we was. Why was we telling the truth? Because thy word is truth. Huh? He said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. And he said, if you continue in my word, now that word, that letter IF, the two letter word if, the biggest word in the dictionary. He said, if you continue in my word, that means there's a good chance that you might not. But if you continue in my word, then you are my disciples, and you shall know the truth. Now listen here, and the truth will make you free. There's nothing like walking in freedom, walking in peace. Hallelujah. Not having a bad day. If I have a bad day tomorrow, it's because I chose to have a bad day. Come on. I chose to yield to it. Last week, somebody really hacked me off. You know what that means? They made me upset. And you know what? I allowed that to ruin my day. And then I had to repent. I thought, why did I let that dummy ruin my day? Amen. Why? And it's so amazing how the day will be rocking along real good and we'll allow one goofball to say something or do something that and all of a sudden it starts to bother us. Amen. Well, what do we need to do? Listen, we need to yield to the Holy Spirit on the inside of us. Come on. And just, you know, someone once said this. They said, you know you're dead when they throw dirt on you and you can't feel it. Paul said, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but the life I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Amen. Crucified. Jesus said in Luke 9:23, if any man come after me, let him take up his cross daily and follow me. And there's a higher place that God prepared for every one of us to walk in if we'll just get out of this stinking flesh. Every one of us have stinking flesh that we inherited from our fathers. I know the Tomiches inherited some of that flesh because I knew their daddy. We got him born again, baptized in the High River. And man, I'm thankful. And I guarantee if you knew my dad, I inherited some terrible flesh. I mean, he had a temper. And some of you knew him, Steve, and some of you knew him. And Johnny Lee, it'd be a good day for you to get healed today. It'd be a good day for you to get healed. Just stretch your hands out to him right now. We're just going to, oh, Ramashandarabasiti. Woo! Hallelujah. I command right now in Jesus' name, I command the sickness to leave Johnny Lee's body. I'm not giving you an option. We're going to start right here in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, be healed. Be healed. Receive the healing power of the Holy Spirit. Be healed. In the name of Jesus, be healed. Hallelujah. Now you need to act like you're healed. Amen. Act like you're healed. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we give you the glory. We give you the honor. Lord, we're just going to follow your spirit today. Hallelujah. Because the gospel, according to Luke, he says in Luke 1:37, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. And God can do surgery on you. He can do surgery on you in the name of Jesus. Right in the spine area, be healed in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, perform your word. Then Matthew 8:17 himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. He took it to the cross. Hallelujah. He carried it so Johnny wouldn't have to carry it. Sickness, you're not going to trespass on this child of God. His body's the temple of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit ain't going to share this body with no sickness. So sickness, you've got to go. You have to go. You have to go for what you know. You have to go because we've got the truth of the Word of God. And the truth will set us free. Hallelujah. And whom the Son sets free shall be free indeed. Now that's hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, I'm just going to let all the stops out this year. I'm not going to hold nothing back. Hallelujah. Not that I ever did before, but I don't care what anybody thinks about me. I'm stoned right now. I'm going to tell you what, I can't even feel my legs hardly. I'm not bragging about that, but some of you need a little bit of that. Some of you need that, you know. You don't need narcotics. Come on. You need the Holy Ghost. I mean, he'll fill you. I mean, the word of God, he said, out of your belly will flow rivers of living water. Some of you got just a few trickles. Some of you, them rivers are going to get bigger because you're learning the word about the Holy Spirit. Amen. He said, out of your belly will flow rivers of living water. There's no high like the Most High. On the day of Pentecost, people thought that they were drunk. But Peter said, these men aren't drunk as you suppose, being the third hour of the day. But this is that which was prophesied by the prophet Joel, that in the last day, says the Lord, I will pour out of my spirit on all flesh. Amen. If you've got flesh, you qualify. So don't hinder the Holy Spirit. Allow him to fill you. Amen. Allow him to release healing in your body, because anxiety is a horrible thing. Fear is a horrible thing. Jesus was walking along, and he already healed the madman at Gadara, Mark chapter 5. And then there comes this guy named Jairus, and it's all in the book. Read Mark chapter 5 sometimes. That's a good place to start. And so Jairus comes to Jesus, and, oh, he says, my daughter, she's about to die. Please, please come and heal her, man. She's about to die. She's deathly sick, Jesus. So Jesus said, all right. He was following him along the way. And along the way, in the same chapter, here comes a woman with the issue of blood, and boom, touches the hem of his garment, and virtue comes out of him, the healing power of God, and she gets a miracle, and he told her faith has made thee whole. Well, on the way to Jairus' house, one of the rulers from Jairus' house came and said, listen, trouble not the master any further, your daughter's dead. You might as well just leave Jesus alone. There's no sense in him coming to the house. She's gone. And the very first thing Jesus did, he looked at Jairus. I believe that's in Mark chapter 5, verse 36. You want to put that up there? We'll see if we're right on or not. If we're not, well, but I believe Mark 5 and 36, I believe. He said, he looked at him and he said, be not afraid, only believe. And that's the first thing he said. Right there it is. As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said to the ruler of the synagogue, who was Jairus, be not afraid, only believe. Don't allow the spirit of fear to rob you of your faith, because your daughter's going to live. You said, listen, you came and got me. And don't listen to the reports. I don't care if the doctor's report's that long and there's diseases on her that you can't even pronounce. Because we've been given a name above every name. Come on, we've been given a name above every name, that the name of Jesus, come on, every knee should bow, every tongue should confess, everything in heaven, everything on the earth, everything below the earth, all them demons. He said, don't allow the spirit of fear to rob you of your faith. So they go to Jairus' house. They're all mourning. Jesus shows up and he said, she's not dead, she's sleeping. And the Bible said they laughed him to scorn. Listen, we're not supposed to be like the world. The Bible says the natural man cannot receive the things of God, neither can he know them. They're foolishness unto him. So who cares? Listen, they can laugh at me all I want. I'm living it. They can laugh at me all they want. They came too late to tell me healing was done away with. They came too late to tell me tongues were there. They came way too late. Been walking in this too long, but I want to walk in it more, and I'm going to live to see what God told me was going to see. So they laughed him to scorn, so he put them all out, went in there, and she was 12 years old, and Jesus got her healed. He raised her from the dead, and they changed their tune in. And the first thing Jesus said after he got her healed, he said, now give her something to eat. That's what he said. Give her something to eat. Because when you're sick in the hospital or home for days and days and days, you don't feel like eating. You lose your appetite. So Jesus had enough sense to know, and she ate and she was healed. Listen, don't limit. God put these stories in here for a reason. Come on, help me out a little. He put them stories in here for a reason. And he put you in his church for a reason. Not just to entertain you or to, but listen to me. And we can have, you ought to have fun in church. Amen. And you should not be living, listen, every day of your life, you should not be controlled by your circumstances. You should be controlling your circumstances. You got authority. Amen. The first thing you ought to say when you get up tomorrow morning, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it, no matter what kind of dummy comes along and tries to ruin it. Come on. A lot of flaky people out there, and they think we're weird. They think we're strange. because we have a bottle of olive oil up here and we anoint people with oil. We're just doing what the Bible says to do. You know what? It took 40-some years to get crazy enough to do this stuff I'm doing. It took a long time to get that word in me. But listen to me. Listen. We've got angels assigned to our case. I could not, and the wife was telling me today, boy, you sure got a lot of angels. I said, you better believe it. They're big ones too. You've had a lot of close calls. Yes, I have. I've faced death more than once. And you know, I was never afraid to die, even hanging off that cliff in Colorado, in Silverton, Colorado. I wasn't afraid to die. And the devil planted a picture in me of falling off. I was about there, blood pouring out of my hands. 50 pounds of backpack, backpack on my back, one foot in and one hand on and blood coming out. And all of a sudden, there's Adam up there. He said, Dad, he said, I can't come down and help you. He said, we'll both die. Then he said, let's make a deal. I'll save your life if you give me 4 acres of ground to put a house on. No, he didn't say that. It was on the way home when he talked me into that. He knew right when to get me, boy. There he comes. You better come in here. You need to hear this as much as anybody, boy. Probably more than most. But when he got up that morning, he felt something telling him, put this parachute cord bracelet on. Remember? So he took that parachute cord bracelet and made a little rope out of it and tied it onto a vest. I said, now listen, when you throw that thing, I'm letting go. Because I only got one hand. I'm going to grab that thing. And the rest is history. Them angels helped us. Come on, give them. We got angels. But I'm telling you, stop limiting God. What a perfect time of the year to take all the stops out. Come on, and let God use you. And let God manifest himself on the inside of you. And release that healing power to walk in. Because the joy of the Lord is your strength. Amen. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Listen, I'm preaching to the cream of the croppers here. You're here. You come out in this weather. You're here. You're here for a reason. Amen. And I believe there's more than one person going to get healed just because you came here today. I didn't even know Colleen. She's quiet. I didn't know she had anything wrong with her foot, but God did. Amen. God will heal quiet people just as much as loud people. Come on. Hello, come on. He wants to heal. He wants to heal. Acts 10:38. Put that up there. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Don't you think God's with you? Are you saved? God's with you, right? Amen. He's with you. Amen. He's with you. And the Bible says if God be for you, who can be against you? Oh, they're going to come against you, all right? They're going to lie about you. They're going to do all stupid stuff. Because the devil hates it when a man or woman of God gets full of the Holy Ghost and is living for Jesus. The devil hates it when we witness. And just let me say this. Acts chapter 1 and verse 8. And you shall receive power. You want to put that up there? Acts 1 and 8. You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost comes on you. And you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and to the uttermost parts of the earth. Now listen, how many times was you talking to someone and you knew you were supposed to tell them about Jesus, but you got scared and all of a sudden later on you said, dang it, I wish I'd have told them. Dang it, I wish I... See, what you need to do is, we've all been there, right? You know, relatives are the hardest bunch. They're the hardest bunch. So why don't you just go practice on somebody you don't know? Listen, I appreciate that when I see someone. I was in Walmart one time and I was working around the house. I looked like a bum. I had sweatpants on and an old t-shirt and tennis shoes, and I was doing some work and I needed something, went down and I heard this guy trying to get this lady saved over. I thought, man, that's pretty good. Then he came over and tried to get me saved. I just let him practice. I went through the motions with him. You know, it was good. Praise God. You know, And what you'll do, listen, it's the Holy Spirit on the inside of you. See, listen, if you don't say nothing, listen, and you don't know who God's dealing with. I walked up to a man one time because God put him on my heart, and I said, you running from God, young man? He goes, oh, no, not me. So when I was coming out of the store, hey, sir, come here. He said, I think I am running from God. I said, yeah, I think you are too. And I got to witness to the guy. You don't have to be flaky. You don't have to be crazy. Amen. Just allow the Holy Spirit on the inside of you, listen, to come out through your mouth. You shall receive. The very first thing that he said you're going to do when you have power, he said, you're going to be a witness unto me everywhere you go, on the job site. Amen. Wherever you go. It doesn't mean you got to run somebody down, beat them over the head with a big black Bible. That's religion. That never worked. I'm so glad that God ran all the religious devils out of this church. The King James only bunch. I bought a guy an amplified Bible here years ago, and there was a lady here. She was full of religious devils. And she went up to him and she goes, you need to throw that Bible away. I'll get you a real Bible. I thought, whoa. I didn't say nothing. You ever hear the song, Thank God and Greyhound, She's Gone? Thank God and Greyhound, She's Gone. Why? Because we don't need anything hindering the Spirit of God. Come on. Paul said, don't grieve the Holy Spirit. He is a person. You've got a person. We showed you last week where we have a treasure in earthen vessels. A treasure in earthen vessels. And God will use you on the job. God will use you wherever you go. But you have to yield to the Holy Spirit on the inside of him, because with God, always remember that, Luke 1:37, for with God nothing shall be impossible. So you need to prove to yourself, start acting like the Word of God is true, start speaking it out by faith, and you need to prove to yourself whether you have faith or not. And if you don't have enough faith, just stay in the Word. Romans 10. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Romans 10:17. That's it right there. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. There's Luke 1:37. If you're supposed to be in the Spirit today, now ask, you're supposed to put that up before I get there. There we go. So then faith comes. She's good. So then faith comes by hearing. You say, well, Pastor Jeff, how do you know so many scriptures? I'll be honest with you. In my head, I'm really stupid. Come on. I know that's a good time for an amen right there. In my head. So I hated history in school. I liked math. I couldn't remember nothing. Except in 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. That's all I remember. You know? And I would make a cheat sheet, and I would, you know, do everything I could, and I'd memorize all the answers, you know, just, and as soon as the test was over, I forgot everything I ever learned. But you see, listen closely, we've got the Holy Spirit on the inside of us. So when you yield to that Spirit, see, I had to study and read and study and read and study and read and study and read and study and read. So now I don't have it up here. It just flows out of my belly, see, the Holy Ghost on the inside of me. I can see, he tells me what scriptures to go. He shows me. And we're batting a pretty good average. And listen, you know me, most of you know me personally. I'm not a prideful man. I'm not telling you this to boost myself. I'm telling you this because some of you are walking too far short of where God wants you to walk. You're walking too far short. Man, you don't want to get to heaven and start slapping yourself. Man, I could have had that on the earth. I could have done this. I could have done that. I could have done this. But listen to me, listen. What a great time to start on a snowy Sunday morning to make up your mind that you're going to live for Jesus Christ and you're going to be like Paul. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God. It is the power of God. When he wrote the letter to the Ephesians church, he prayed that the eyes of our understanding would be enlightened and we would know, he wants us to know some stuff, we would know what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe. There's so many things available to us. And we need to keep ourselves on. In other words, we need to keep ourselves under the spout where the glory comes out. Hallelujah. Come on. We need to keep ourselves under the spout where the glory comes out. We need to, you know, when Paul said, be not drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit, that if you study that out, it means be being filled. It's a continual thing. It's a daily thing. Because if you don't start building up your spirit, man, you're going to find stuff coming out of your mouth that ain't too pleasing. Anybody besides me? Huh? Anybody ever say a cuss word? You say, where in the heck did that come from? The flesh. And then what do? We repent and get right back in the Spirit. Paul said, be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, making melody in your heart to the Lord. And Jude said in verse 20, it's one chapter, but you, beloved, building yourself up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. See, your battery needs to be charged every single day. Every single day. You need to spend that quality time with God before you leave the house in the morning. Amen. What time? Oh my, is it 5 till 12 already? I haven't even started preaching yet. I guess I have been preaching, right? Right? Am I right? We got all day. Amen, brother. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, tomorrow I'm going to take the day off. I'm going to make some deer jerky in the morning, put it on, and I'm going to watch the inauguration of President Donald Trump, unless I get called out on the emergency, if the Lord wills. Amen. Listen, this is history in the making. This is the greatest political comeback in the history of our nation. And it wouldn't be so phenomenal. It wouldn't be so phenomenal, but we know the miracle, how God spared his life to put him in there tomorrow, and the devil or nobody else could stop it. Give the Lord a hand. We prayed here for 4 years. 4 years. Not only us, but there's more. We prayed here. Well, listen, we shouldn't stop praying. Come on. It ain't over. It's just getting started. We need to continue to pray for this nation. Come on. And our leadership. Come on. In our leadership. There's some good things going to happen. There's some good things going to happen. I was in Rural King the other day, and there was an older man there, and I heard him talking, politics. And the old man looked at me. He said, "You gonna watch the comedy show tonight?" And I'm thinking, I don't watch comedy shows, but I didn't say that. I said, "What comedy show?" He said, "Biden's farewell speech." It was a comedy show. Amen. He's acting like he did something. Well, listen, these hostages are going to be released because Trump gave them an ultimatum. If they're not released by the time I'm in there, they're going to be hell to pay. That's what he told them. He said, "We'll rain hell down on you," and we will. Amen. And we should. There's an enemy out there. Come on, and we can deal with the enemy any way he wants to be dealt with. Come on. We can cast out the devils, and we also have weapons. And because these countries, they hate us and they hate Israel. They hate us. You're going to see a change, a big change for the good. And keep praying for his protection. I mean, Iran and all these mud, they got a big, big price tag on Donald Trump's head. But I still believe that no weapon formed against that man will prosper. Come on. No weapon will form, if this formed against him will prosper. No weapon must formed against him will prosper. So let's go back to Mark 11. Amen. We give you a lot of scripture, and man, I'm telling you something. It's going to be a good year. It's going to be a good year. Very, very good year. Yes, sir. Amen. I got a new tackle box for Christmas and a new fishing rope. I'm excited. I'm getting ready for them crappies to start biting, man. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't believe in them food shortages, do you? We have gardens. Amen. We've got deer. We've got everything. I woke up about 10 after 5 to go to the bathroom, looked out, and this big coyote was chasing a fox around the yard. And Adam texted me some pictures. We got to get rid of that coyote. If he gets a hold of one of them dogs. But God is good. And I want to read that, and we're going to, I can't believe it's 12 o'clock. I've been preaching for a long time. So you get under that anointing, and Joe, you might have to increase that Bible study. An hour ain't very much. Huh? By the time they eat their donuts and all that other stuff and lick the stuff off their face, it'll be over. You might have to start at 8:30. Amen? Amen. Who cares, right? Hey, I'm expecting to have a whole church full of Holy Ghost filled people. Come on. That's the way God designed it. Jesus told Peter after he saw the tree that he cursed was all shriveled up, have faith in God. Have faith in the God that's on the inside of you by the Holy Spirit. Have faith to believe whatever you say he's going to do for you. Why? Because it's his word. The Spirit and the word always agree. That's why we give you the word. Have faith in God. Verily I say unto you that whosoever, and you are a whosoever, shall say to this mountain, what mountain? Whatever kind of mountain that's in your life. Whether it's a mountain of sickness, whether it's a mountain of anxiety, whether it's a mountain of depression, whatever it is. And there's a lot of devils running around this earth, and you know, a lot, they're given these names because science don't understand. You know, well, they're bipolar. Well, what's that mean? Well, they're fine 1 minute, and next minute they're ready to tear somebody's head off. That's a devil. And that can be, listen, you can be delivered from that. In the name of Jesus, that devil has to go, and you won't have to be one way one day and one way the next day. And listen, you can't say one day that I'm healed, and the next day, why didn't I get healed? You can't believe that healing one day and not believe the next day and say, well, why didn't God heal me? He healed so-and-so. That's so-and-so's business. You take care of what's on your plate. You use your faith. Amen. James said a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. Amen. You need to believe the Bible. Whosoever shall say to the mountain, be thou removed, and be cast into the sea. Amen. And shall not doubt in his heart, but he shall believe those things which he shall say, but shall believe those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. In verse 23, that's what I just read. Verse 24, wherefore I say to you, whatever things you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Believe that you receive them. When do I believe I receive my healing? The minute I'm prayed for. Might take a month. I'm not trying to, you know, you might get in instantly. Amen. But you've got to, listen, you've got to say it. Whosoever shall say, you have to do it. Listen, you have to do it. You have to do it. Have faith in God. You have to. Whosoever say, you are whosoever. And you need to get to that place. See, that's how I combat everything in my life. Enemy attacks me in one area, I speak the word. Just like I spoke it out to you today and she put it up there, I speak the word. No, I'm not going to put up with this. Nope. The scripture says this, and this is what I'm going to believe, and this is what I'm going to speak. That's how you have to do it. It's a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle. And when you speak that word, listen, it releases. There's something that's released on the inside of you. It's the healing power of God. That's why Proverbs said in Proverbs, Proverbs 4, 21 through 23. Look at this. This is so good. She's going to get that up there for you. Okay. Let them not depart from your eyes. He's talking about the word of God. Solomon said, my son, you know, get my word. He's talking about the word of God. He said, don't let the word of God depart from your eyes. That's how you learn it. You meditate on it. Joshua 1:8. You don't have to put it up there. This is what it says. This book of the word shall not depart out of your mouth. Joshua 1:8. But you shall meditate therein day and night that you may observe. Well, how do I observe it? I read it. I listen to it. That you may observe what's written in there, and then you're going to make your way prosperous, and then you're going to have good success. Listen, success isn't a good job and a big bank account without Jesus. It's not success. It's not success. Amen. Now, come on, help me out. It's not, I'm telling you. I know too many millionaires, and the only millionaires I know that are happy, listen, are living and having a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. I've got a millionaire friend. Every week, every single week of his life, in addition to what he gives to his church, he writes out a check for $8,000 for ministry. every week. $8,000 a week. He is so happy. Amen. He is so good. He has a relationship with Jesus Christ. Now look here. Don't let the word depart from your eyes. Keep it in your heart. Why? Because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And when you get your bucket bumped, what comes out is what's on the inside of you. What comes out of a lemon when you squeeze it? Lemon juice. What comes out of an orange when you squeeze it? Orange juice. What comes out of you when you get squeezed? When somebody runs you off the road? Oh, hallelujah, glory to God, they ran me off the road. I'm going to get that, I'm going to get that blankety blank, I'm going to run him. You know what I'm talking about, don't you? That's why you got to get this in there. So when you get bumped, what's on the inside of you will come out of you. Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. There's a reason for it. Put the next verse up there. For they, the word of God, are life to those that find them. The abundant life. And health to all their flesh. That's your joints. That's your heart. That's your lungs. That's your liver. That's your kidneys. So, what will keep me healed? The word of God, speaking the word of God concerning healing. Sickness has a voice. Sickness can hear. If you put sickness under a microscope, you can see all them little things going around. Why? Because there's life in sickness. And cancer will stop you if you don't stop cancer. Huh? It'll kill you. Jesus said the devil comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. He said, I came to do the opposite. And the only way that we're going to get healed is the way I'm telling you today. Keep your heart with all diligence because out of it flow the issues of life. So Romans 10 said the word of God must be in your heart and in your mouth. That is the word of faith which we preach. The word of God. The word of God. The word of God. The word of God. You're a mama and you have a baby and that baby's burning up with the fever and you get all these washcloths and you cool him down and try to get the fever. And the first thing you do is call the doctor. And the doctor says, give him some infant Tylenol. And you give it the infant and still the baby's burning up. Why don't you try this? Just take that baby. I'm sorry. You don't look like a baby. He's got a baby face. There ain't no babies in here. Right here. This is Louie's baby. You better not mess with her. That's right. That's right. And you say, fever? In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I command you to leave my baby. I'm not giving you an option. In the name of Jesus, you leave my baby and you leave it right now, fever. You don't belong in my baby. You don't belong in my house. I am the authority here. We are people of God. Go in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. And believe what you said. And you'll see that baby, that little red face, the redness will leave. And he'll look up and say, give you a big old smile like, thank you, mama. Thank you, mama. Thank you, mama. We've saved hours. We saved hours. We saved hours of doctor time. Hours by raising our kids. Hours. Hours. Saved hours. Just by praying for them. And laying hands on them. And when people told us we were nuts. I mean, Ashley was born at... She looked like she came out riding a bull. She had bow legs, man. I mean, her legs were bowed. I mean, bowed. Some of you back then may remember. I mean, so we could take her in for a checkup. And, well, the doctor, well, they want to break their legs and do surgery and straighten them out. We said, you're not doing that to our kid. I said, God will heal that baby. They look at you like, what you been drinking? Get this religious nut out of here. Next, please. But every night, hallelujah, take them little feet. Take them little baby's feet in my hands. Legs, I speak to you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Legs you will straighten out in the name of Jesus. You will not be crooked. We will not do in the name of Jesus. There it is. The thought we've been given a name of Thor, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And my wife and I'd get together and we'd feel the power of God. Amen. And we'd open up our eyes and they were still crooked. But we did it. Every day we did it. And then one day we looked down and finally her legs were straight. And when I went to spank her, I couldn't even catch her. I said, I prayed too good for them legs. And I had one of my relatives came back then. They're all gone now. But one of them, you will take her to the doctor. You will do this. Really? I'm going to listen to you when your whole family's flakes? When I see the way, and you're going to tell me what I'm going to do to my own kid, I've got, because people don't understand it. Now, I'm telling you things I don't normally talk about. But some of you, if there's one person that gets a hold of this today, it's worth being here. Give the Lord a hand. If there's one person. Years ago, I woke up something in my stomach. I don't know what it was. But I've never missed a sick day. Glory to God. I'm giving Jesus all the glory. I mean, one day I thought I was about 20 years ago. I woke up sick. I mean, I got in the shower. It was coming out of both ends. That ever happened to you? Oh, I mean, it just attacked me. Devil goes, uh-huh. What are you going to do now? I didn't have people to preach for me back then. What are you going to do now? And I said, devil, if I got to sound like a church mouse, I'm going to preach. I'm going to church. I'm not laying. And you know what? I was sick as a dog, but there's something about Sand Hill. If you can just make it up Sand Hill. And when I was coming up Sand Hill, God touched me. And before I got to church, I was totally healed. Come on. In the name of totally, totally healed. Why? Because I had to act on the word of God. I did not feel like it. I was sick, couldn't hardly talk, and everybody, what you going to do? I'm going to church. You can't go to church like that. You watch me. And some of you sitting home on your couch, you could be here today, but you're stinking lazy, and the devil's running your household, and you're all sick, and you all have anxiety, and you all have the spirit of fear when you need to come to church somewhere where they believe in casting out devils. Come on, and getting people free. And so several years ago, I don't get sick, something was attacking my stomach. I mean, I repented of everything I could think of and some stuff I didn't even do. Lord, if I sin, show me. I'm sorry. I even gave up energy drinks. Adam got me hooked on them monsters years ago. We was fishing. Yeah, oh yeah. He had the green monster drinks. Oh, that was so good. And man, I was drinking it. I said, Lord, I will never, if that's what's caused it, I'm not saying that's what it was. But I was checking my heart out. And I said, I will never drink another energy drink. I have never drank another. Listen, when you make God a promise, you better keep it. I've broke promises to myself. I will never go back to a gun shop and buy another gun. And I'm buying guns. So anyways, it finally hit me. I need to speak that word. I need to just... And the wife comes in, she goes, what's wrong with you? I said, I'm sick, but the Lord's healing me. I know he's going to heal me. She goes, well, why don't you act like you're healed? Get up off the couch. And I had an appointment to make that day at the bank. And man, you know what happened? I did what my wife said. I got up off the couch. I acted like I was healed. I spoke like, and on the way to the bank, I was healed. And I've been healed to this day. Give the Lord a hand. It's not easy. You've got to get the word in your heart and in your mouth and mean business. Listen, start where you're at. The Bible says God has given every person a measure of faith. And take that measure he's given you and start. Faith comes by hearing. Start reading books on healing. Amen. Get some of these books that Joe's. We got some wonderful books here. Start getting the word of God in you. Start speaking the word of God over your kids when they get sick. Are you listening to me? Amen. 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 Stop listening to the negative reports and start believing what the Bible says. Give the Lord a hand this morning. We're going to dismiss you. It's 12:15. I could go all day. Can we go up? No, we don't want to. We'll start next Sunday. Because I want to get into some things that Jesus said the believer would be able to do. And God's going to give you, God's going to give some of it. Listen, Joe Ritter is teaching a good Bible lesson back here. But if I didn't know that Joe Ritter was full of the Holy Ghost, Joe Ritter wouldn't be teaching. I was there when Joe Ritter got filled with the Holy Ghost. And boy, did he get filled. And some of you need to get, if you can, go to these Bible studies. Get the Word of God in you. He's teaching on the Holy Spirit. He's giving you a workbook for you and your spouse to sit down and to go over each night. Because if you don't need it now, there's a day coming where you're going to need it. There's a day coming where you will need to apply this because none of us are immune to the attack of the enemy. None of us are immune to sickness. None of us are immune to it. Amen? But we need to treat that stuff like it is. It's horrible. Sickness is horrible. Poverty is horrible. And God's got a healing plan, a financial plan. He's got plans in that book for you. And there's nothing, listen, that song just goes off in me. There's nothing better than him. Come on. There is nothing better than him. There is nothing better than him. He will definitely turn graves into gardens. Whew. He'll turn mourning to laughter. He'll turn sickness to healing if you really mean business with him. Amen. Father, I want to praise you this morning, this past 45 minutes. Your presence is here, Lord. We give you the praise. We give you the glory. We want to thank you this morning. Father, that your word has not fallen on deaf ears, but Lord, people who are going to take the word. And after Jesus left, and the Bible says after he commissioned them to do what he told them to do, the Bible says the Lord went everywhere working with them. The Lord went everywhere working with them, confirming the word with signs following. And we want to praise you. We want to praise you, Father, for those signs that are about to follow. And I want to thank you for what you're going to do this upcoming year as we teach your word, as we obey your word, as you bring more people here of like faith, Lord. The atmosphere here is set for miracles. And we want to honor you and give you all the praise and glory. Not only for everything you've done, but everything that you're going to continue to do, Father. In Jesus' name, and everybody said, amen. You're dismissed. Wow, it's 20 after. Give the Lord a hand. Amen. Be safe going home. No church Wednesday, but if you need us, call us. I'll be out here. I'm pretty much out here every day. Except for tomorrow. I'm going to put some jerky on. Early in the morning, but it's going to take about 7 hours.